All right, welcome back. Top of the second hour already of Thursday's broadcast, this Thursday, December 28th, 2017, the week between Christmas and New Year's. We're on phones, and as happens customarily, this broadcast takes on a life of its own. We have Dave in Wisconsin on the line. Dave, in mentioning the tragedy and hope quote, I was just trying to corroborate what you were saying, and it's a provocative oversight for people when they, if they can get to Quigley's words and understand what you read from the Anglo-American establishment and what I mentioned from Tragedy and Hope. Shouldn't that get people scratching their heads? You know, that, well, who are these guys? Because we have these limited hangouts, these talking points that get people balkanized and fighting. But who are those guys that Quigley was talking about?
Right, and it's
that are silent.
It's the ultimate ecumenism, though. See, the UK, the British Commonwealth, the Anglo-American. That book rightly would have been named the Royal Anglo-British Dictatorship, yeah. and because we've been a sub branch since the Constitution was ratified as the result of the Admiralty Clause within the Constitution, and that's just a fact. The Lord yep. High Admiral is a position. It's an official position since well before that ratification. And as soon as people realize that, they can either choose to be an American and resist the tyranny of the Anglo-American, what's called the Anglo-American establishment, because obviously the Anglos in this nation have that are sympathetic with Great Britain, the United Kingdom, etc. And I will bid you adieu, though. If you have more callers right now, I'm sure you would have.
Yeah,
so I'll bid you adieu, and we'll talk again.
I look forward to it. Thanks, Dave, as always. I really appreciate it. And so to that point, you know, just a kind of another, you know, provocative, curious coincidence. To this, or in this context, to this point, like I mentioned in the last hour, I don't want to see in the news outlets front page stories about royal families. This is America. I don't care about Meghan Markle's American family answering Prince Harry's cruel jab, or that Meghan Markle's home that she was living in when she met Prince Harry is up for sale. I don't care about any of that. That, to me, belongs in the National Enquirer. Inquiring minds want to know. But that is not news. It's not newsworthy. So, you know, the point is there's nothing wrong with those stories, obviously, but this is not news. And this kind of plays to that issue that in conjunction with this context, we have been propagandized to care because, you know, we're just another British colony, whether we want to admit it or not. I want to play the video that includes Richie from Boston's fundraiser information, and I'll post a link to it in the chat area. It's a short video. We'll play that, and then we'll get back to the phones. Go ahead, please.
Okay, check this out. I am doing another T-shirt coffee cup drive because I have a subscriber who's a single mother who needs help, and the proceeds from this are going to go to help her, and you will see me give those proceeds to her live in a live stream. Hey, what's up, YouTube? It's Richie from Boston. It's the 26th of December, 2017, and I understand that it was just Christmas, but I'm still looking for people to take advantage of this before the clock runs out because the response has been less than underwhelming, but I'll leave it at that. Links to this will be in the description, so forth and so on. Try to help out because it could be you next time, but I digress. I'm at the front page of Wired magazine right now, and believe it or not, after what we just saw unfold in California and out in Arizona, this is what they've decided to put up.
We have other callers, so I would normally let it play, but we'll forego that. I posted a link to it. The video is titled Aliens Are Good Guys According to Science Experts, which is a great, it's 3-minute video. So check it out. But more importantly, go if you have the inclination, I suppose we'll say, if you want to help in his fundraising efforts, please do. And so there's that, as Richie would say. Let's go back to the phones real quick and grab Jim in Illinois. Jim, thanks for calling. Welcome.
Hey, welcome, Chris. Anyway, yeah, I got to speak in general terms for brevity. Can't hit on all the, you know, fine points. And I retain right to revise and expand where appropriate. How I try to put some cohesive cognition to many of these things, you know, it can be quite difficult. That's why I try to stick with the first principles, the foundational principles. And the reason is because before you know it, you can get caught up in several skins away from the heart of the onion, the outer layers. Now, it's good that you do that, and you cover a great deal of information that way, and it brings people in, and I respect that. But I have to go to Exodus 20, and basically says, I am the Lord thy God, which have brought thee out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. Thou shalt have no other gods before me. Now, I'd like to know if there is anybody out there that thinks that they don't partake in symbolic idol worship. And if they are, I'd sure like to know who they are. But moving on from there, the base nature of man, our relationship with one another, our governments, and our understandings of the Creator as he speaks to each one of us, that would be our conscious conviction or conviction of consciousness. Has developed over a long, long time. And the Bible, which is right before us, records these things. Now, I'm using the Bible. Usually I'll call it the Gospel. And it stories predate symbolic language. And they've been passed down for a long, long time. Now, the spirit of the law, which is basically speaks of life, and the letter of the law is basically the dead hand. Well, you know, we just call that the artifice of man. To administrate man's existence, because we had fallen from grace from the garden, and we're all trying to get back to the garden. Basically, what I gather from a lot of what I listen to and that is. We've identified the various problems with the administrative state, all right? Now, a lot of us have determined that this the administrative state is basically in a mode of failure. It has failed us in our several states united, in these states united of America. And so way I see this is people are trying to establish the next administrative state mechanism by which we will have to conduct our business on a daily basis. Now, who's going to do that, and what are we going to use? Well, a lot of people will look at the Bible, and they won't have anything to do that with it. But if you understand that, that is where we developed our relationships with each other and God as we understand them, how we set up our administrative states, where our maxims of law come from.
Can I interject something real quick and see if I'm tracking with you? Because I think I might be, but I'm not sure. And so to jump ahead just to see if I am, what I'm thinking, this reminds me of a quote that I saw someone tweeted, I don't know, a week or two ago, and I don't remember the exact quote, but it was something to the effect of paraphrasing, someone tweeted, the problem with libertarianism is that it's always the tool of subjugation to socialism or some other ism. And really, again, the reason is the operative concept, I think, of, you know, where my mind goes based on what you're saying, you know, Paul talking about, I only needed one law. I didn't know that sin existed until the law came in and showed it to me and that I fell short. But like I mentioned yesterday when we were talking about this, Galatians 2, Paul writes in verse 4, it was because of the false brethren secretly brought in who had sneaked in to spy out our liberty, which we have in Christ Jesus, in order to bring us into bondage. So liberty in Christ alone versus re-subjugating them into bondage. And so this is what we hear in society. The libertarian philosophy is broadly, hey, just let's leave each other alone. Everything's fine. You know what? Follow the law of liberty. Honor the spirit of the law. And then we're all fine. This is why the founders said virtue, morality, and religion. But someone always comes in and says, we need to have rules here. We need to have order here. Look, there are people. And so there are these groups. Again, Richard Sakwa's quote, all of these organizations exist to combat the threat created by their existence. And that's the purpose of the group. They're essentially an extension of the Judaizers, I would say, brought in to create conflict to, you know, problem, reaction, solution. Oh, we need rules. Am I tracking?
Well,
or am I way off?
We're kind of on, you know, not the exact path, but we're close. We're near the zip code.
Okay.
What it goes to is your personal relationship with the Creator as you understand him. And if you rely on groups, you know, which is one of the reasons we have an administrative state, and the administrative state, which is established that we have here in these states united, is because, you know, I know there are people, the volunteerists or the true anarchists that believe that, you know, by virtue, men would act right. Well, let me tell you what. Man is a opportunistic predator, right? And he is given over to the lust of power and wealth or money.
Yeah,
which
plagued,
he can... Go ahead.
Plagued by a sin nature. Even, you know, Paul wrote, that which I would, I do not. That which I do, I would not.
Mm-hmm. And so that's why we had to establish an administrative state, or have, since time immemorial. Some of these administrative states really suck. But the one that was established here in America was, I'd say, pretty darn good for our founding. I don't want to call them fathers. I'd rather say call them founding friends, because they respected man's property. And what is man's property? Chris. Tell me that. What is his property? In one word.
His person?
His life.
Yeah.
That's it. In one word, his life. And I've said this before, property, was it Henkel versus Hale? And basically where they stated the administrative state has but one function, you know, and that is to protect and secure life and property. And if you think about that, it is synonymous or is redundant what they said there, all right? But as I said before, people are caught up in this materialism. And I would say not just things, but materialism as it goes to what Marx wrote about, all right? And this has taken a long time for people to get manipulated into this train of thought. But anyway, our founding friends, when they included the amended articles to the Constitution of the United States for the United States of America. And I think it's quite interesting to note that the First Amendment, Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof or abridging the freedoms of speech or of the press or the right of the people to peaceably assemble and to petition the government for redress of grievance. Man, that's saying a mouthful right there. And then the second one is a well-regulated militia being necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. And, of course, you know, there have been violations of the articles after that. But it's like, the first article, once that has been violated, especially with this, these various, I would call it state imposed religion, you could probably articulate that better than I, and the abridgment of freedom of speech. And them also trying to prevent men from pressing issues, questioning, okay? Freedom of the press does not mean the media. Does right. not mean, you know, so, we, you know, this is what we got to teach people, all right? They've got to incorporate this into their minds, all right? And the right of the people to assemble, you know, peaceably, you know?
Yeah.
And the petition of redress. Well, if you think about that, every one of those things I just spoke of has been abridged. Then yeah. we come to the Second Amendment, all right? Now, the Constitution, first off, your mind is your best
weapon. I would say an engineered abrogation. That's probably how I would put it.
Well, yeah, you know, through, you know, propaganda and, you know.
And conditioning, et cetera. Yeah.
Hey, I'll tell you what. Let somebody else talk. Be well, blessings of liberty.
Thanks, Jim. I appreciate it. As always, stick around, folks. We'll be right back right after this short break.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. manner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT-TODAY.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation, and Angioprim is the result. A safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
Welcome back. A couple of things in response to Jim's remarks and sort of the context of my interjection there. Barefoot's World, barefootsworld.net. Barefoot Bob Hardison's website. We lost Bob Hardison going on 8 years, 9 years. Holy cow. Going on 9 years already next month, a month away from 9 years ago. And that was the same year that we lost Don Harkins, among other folks. Speaking of folks in the Idaho Panhandle area. Anyway, if you go to barefootsworld.net, the Sui Juris page person, Sui Juris, the official state office known as person. Speaking of Henkel versus Hale, which Jim referenced, go there, check it out. Anyway, the quote of old school bad guy Fabian socialist George Bernard Shaw is at the top of the page. Liberty means responsibility. That is why most men dread it. And in similar context, Liberty Stickers advertises on this network. Perhaps the slogan of today's broadcast, or certainly the last exchange that Jim and I just had, is nowhere better embodied than in this sticker of theirs. Quote, if you want to be safe and free, buy a gun and tell your congressman to stop meddling in the Middle East. And really, you know, tell congressmen to stop meddling in each other's states as well. Anyway, you know, I could say that'll do it for today's broadcast, but I digress. Anyway, Let's go back to the phones and grab Renee in North Carolina. Renee, thanks for calling. Welcome.
Well, high five, Chris. You made my day. I'm also sick of hearing about the royal family. I'm tired of all Kate's pregnancy announcements. I'm tired of hearing about her morning sickness. I mean, it's like, it's insane. It's like, you know, how much our media spends time, like, trying to show the British royal family in such a favorable light. And for you to say this, like, I'm so glad somebody else noticed. You know, because, you know, I thought we were supposed to be against monarchies, okay? But who are we buddies with? Britain and Saudi Arabia, okay? And so I'm so thrilled that you're talking about the stuff that you're talking about, because a lot of people who have not listened to Patriot Radio for a very long time, they do not understand that this was like the main crux. But you're covering now all about the Anglo-American Empire and Cecil Rhodes and Carol Quigley and stuff. Is used to be, that was like the main topic of Patriot Radio years ago. And slowly it has gone down the memory hole, and I'm so glad to see you bringing it back. Because, you know, it's not the Mexicans or Muslims or Africans that have 1,000 military bases around the world. These are not the people that have been building empires over the last couple of hundred years. As the quote you read, they're not the ones that have really, you know, been starting the wars for financial profit. And
right.
So,
and playing all the groups off against each other that we do hear about.
Yeah. So the thing is, for people who do not know, thank God for YouTube, because really I kind of listen to you and YouTube pretty much now, because I'm sorry, so much of the Patriot people, they have lost their way. And so on YouTube, like, all you have to do is, but there's one person, their person that puts this out, is called Tragedy and Hope. And
right.
He has fabulous videos about this. One's called History, The Last Will of Cecil Rhodes and the Anglo-American Establishment. You know, we have on here G. Edward Griffin, The Quigley Formula. You know, there's Anthony Sutton and all this stuff. This used to be what we talked about the most. And like boiling a frog, it's been sent down the memory hole. And
right.
So I'm thrilled to hear about this again, because it's the people with power who have done this. You know, people, we've gotten so sidetracked, you know, like our corrupt legal system.
We're headed into a break. Hold that thought. We'll be right back, folks. Stick around.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop, it's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Do you worry a lot? If you're forgetful, nervous, moody, or overwhelmed, chances are you're not protecting yourself from the ravaging effects of stress and anxiety. No matter the cause, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, your quality of life, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in as little as 1 to 2 weeks and increase your ability to recall facts, names, and numbers in 4 to 12 weeks. Calm and Clever was created by scientist Kurt Hendricks, a principal investigator in 2 NIH-funded studies on Alzheimer's disease. Try Calm and Clever for 2 months. You'll feel the difference. Call 1-800-758-8746 or go to calmandclever.com.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
If you are one of the millions of people who get migraines, you need to know about MigRelief. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist who created MigRelief, the patented dietary supplement that addresses nutritional deficiencies in adults and children with migraines. Thousands of physicians and pharmacists recommend MigRelief.
Call 800-MIG-7354 or visit MIG911.com.
Today's Road Warrior Radio broadcast. Renee, what you were talking about, I think there's some crossover in what Jim was talking about, the, you know, getting away from first principles and drifting in that layers of the onion thing that he was talking about. I think it was first principles, the way that he put it. And this is kind of what I've been saying too, as far as Lobster Revolution is concerned. These to me are basement, these are the fundamentals, the rudimentaries. And, you know, Quigley, this is why I've been saying people should be reading Toynbee right now. We should have all of this well established. We should all be going, no, that's old. It's not even first level, it's basement level stuff. And the fact that we keep forgetting it or are encouraged to look over here or there at a shiny flashy thing is tragically unfortunate, which is why I keep, you know, saying, like Jaron Lanier says, if we could actually benefit from childhood, pass things on to one another, we might have a fighting chance of not becoming extinct. I'm glad that you brought up the Tragedy and Hope Project. That's the brainchild of Richard Grove, and he's a brilliant guy. I marvel at what he does. The website is tragedyandhope.com. The YouTube channel is youtube.com/tragedyandhopemag. For those who are not familiar, go check out his stuff. It's fantastic. He does great stuff.
Is great stuff. And this sort of thing used to be the meat and potatoes of Patriot Radio, but it's not anymore because I feel many people have taken advantage of our kind of Eurocentric bias and tribalism to point us away from the enemy within and point us toward the enemy without. Outside enemy, which is what people always do. They try to train you away, and you know, they take advantage of our own biases. When really it's much closer. It's not out there. It's in here. And
right. And
you know, so there's been a lot of people actually pointing us in the wrong direction.
Right, whether intentionally or otherwise, absolutely. And it's not. It's, to your point there, it's exploiting those biases. I've mentioned, for example, you know, Dr. Afia Siddiqui, I think is one of the best examples. Brilliant Pakistani neurosurgeon invited to attend MIT on scholarship. Obviously no dummy. And she comes here and she hears that the American government, the United States government is converting Muslims to Christianity at gunpoint. That's... sounds absurd to anyone who watches Fox News, but different demographic targeted propaganda to exploit those biases.
It's exactly what they're doing. And, you know, another point that made me so happy the other day, because I used to call in all the time making this point, and but it doesn't seem to ever catch on, that the way that woman, the point the woman made about our public servants and all their salaries and pensions and stuff and how they're really serving themselves. The thing is, another thing that used to be talked about in the past was the plantation model. And the thing is, many of the people in government are pretty much masters overseers. They're not public servants. They're overseers. And I find that many of the people, medicine, all these people who need a license, you know, they went to school, got a lot of initials, and they need a license. I see them often as like the house slaves, and see, they have to help control us field slaves, or they might get their license to the big house that lets them live more comfortably pulled. The thing is, it is the plantation model, and, you know, with master, overseer, house slave, and field slave, and the thing is, she is correct. She was absolutely correct. And instead of focusing on some of the stuff we've been pointed in the direction of, these are the people, and it's just like Mark Passio says about order followers and stuff and these gatekeepers, these are the people that actually are holding this system of tyranny in place in exchange for their seat at the table, okay? Because, you know, what's that saying? If you're not at the table, you're on the menu.
Right.
And so the thing is, and see, this was the big gripe in the 1970s, and you know how you have mentioned the Lucifer effect before, and how he talks about how these whole institutions are corrupt and how they corrupt the people in them. Well, see, that's what happened in the 1970s. In the 1970s, all the people who were held out of the master, overseer, and house slave positions finally had enough. And so, but they started dropping in a few people. Okay, look, here we're going to make this black woman a judge and all this. But I'm going to tell you what happened was, it's just exactly like they say in the Lucifer effect. What happened was, these people, because they were new house slaves, okay, they knew their seat at the power table only had three legs on that chair. So instead of reforming, they conformed to the corrupt system. So we got no change, okay? We didn't get any. It was an illusion, okay, dropping these people in. But they because they get all comfortable, ooh, I got to sit at the table. You know, this chicken leg's better than, you know, the carcass they used to throw me in the field. So the thing is, what happens is the people who started getting dropped in did not reform. They conformed because they knew they were on a shaky three-legged chair, and they wanted to stay at the table, and that's exactly how it works.
Yep, that's a great point and great citations. I Yeah, absolutely. Couldn't say it
they
better.
They sold out. Yeah. And that's why you'd be, people would be wise sometimes to talk to some of these black people who they understand this. They understand about sellouts and stuff. You know, that's why.
Well,
oh, they
again,
hate
though,
Omarosa,
that's a group that's
okay?
Those biases are exploited, though, as you know pointed out earlier, and that's exactly, you know, that's a kind of a crippling weakness at some point. If we don't understand those oversights or blind spots, that becomes a crippling weakness.
Well, like I said, you made my day, Chris, and I like the things you're covering because I'm telling you, it's been a long time. The really good guests, I mean, the good people, a lot of them have died. A lot of them are maybe real elderly. We don't know what kind of shape they're in. Or they've just kind of disappeared slowly from the guest list of a lot of these shows. And we have more of these CNP and what's those other people? Walnut Daily and all these types there's more Zionist and stuff, and it's been a very slow change, and I think we've lost some of what was the best part of Patriot Radio. And like I say, and so I'm really happy that you're talking about this sort of stuff again. And like I say, people, you know, really, notice what you said about the cover on that book, on the Anglo-American Empire, with the British flag, the big British flag, and then the little American flag upside down, kind of, and backwards in the center of it. Now, there's a clue,
right.
And some of the stuff you read about what they said flat out on Amazon about it, you know?
Yeah.
People need to listen to what Chris is saying. He is telling you the truth. This is the meat and potatoes of Patriot Radio in the past. It's somehow, and I understand why, okay? Because if you go back and listen to some of the old Bill Cooper stuff and some of the stuff he said about some of the people and how he was treated and the bushels of hate mail he got, I understand exactly what has happened, and it's not for the better. And so the thing is, I very much appreciate this, because you can't correct the problem until you accurately assess what the problem is. And it's not little powerless people crossing a border. Somebody is making them so desperate they have to cross those borders. And
exactly.
they're victims just like we are. And the people who are manipulating this have great power. It is not the powerless.
Absolutely. Thank you for pointing that out, Renee. I couldn't have said it better. We're getting calls stacking up, so we're going to go back to the phones. I appreciate your call. As always, well articulated. I think that was fantastically stated. I really can't add anything to that. Let's go back to the phones real quick and grab Murr in Wisconsin. Murr, thanks for calling. Welcome.
Hi, Chris.
Hi, Murr.
I put in your chat room, a couple of things came to mind why I tried to call in yesterday, and it's all right. It doesn't matter. You know, Spirit knows what it's doing, directs us what we need to do. We listen, right?
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, I put in there about Bernays, for one thing, but also about subliminals. See, it's nice to think about what happened before and what we're allowed to keep bringing through history, but what is being omitted? What is being lied about? What are the globalists doing right now? Can you think that deep, that evil? You know, like a fearless, loving child, question everything. The flag that
right.
I posted, you said, what made me think of it? You said the ISIS would be gone, but the who would still be here? What'd you call them?
The Wahhabi ideology that
yeah, whatever name, right. Wahhabis are crypto-Jews, too, and you have to look into that. But that's what I'm saying. There's a really deep, deep darkness that has us enthralled with their brainwashing and their money. And that is the truth. Whatever name you want to give them, I'll call them globalists. I think that's pretty accurate.
Right.
No one likes to hear globalist because, oh, then you might be pointing a finger at somebody. So I'll say globalist because they're all gobbling everything up.
Yeah.
Spitting it out.
That's
spirit
true,
included.
And that's why I call Soros the Zek. He kind of embodies
Well, Soros' real name
that.
Is Schwartz.
We need to take his little Lucky Palindrome name away and burst that bubble. Remember when he spoke in front of Congress about the bubbles, all the bubbles? He's a bubble. Mm-hmm. He needs bursting, okay?
Yeah.
He's a spirit cooker and all his family. But this flag I posted in your chat room, it blatantly has all Jews written in the middle of it in English. You know, it's something else in Arabic, I suppose, but it says all Jews. And then the gray state that you were talking about,
mm-hmm.
started to listen to that when it came out, what was it, 2-3 years ago? And CFR to Hell in the chat room, he's your sovereign man from Freedom Land when he calls in. But mm-hmm. I thought I had bat ears. He picked this up, and then I listened. Sure enough, an underlying really low audio spaced out every, you know, precise couple seconds, whatever it was, said, Jews, Jews. Jews. If you put on earphones, you'll hear that.
Mm.
So I'm saying the subliminals, we can't avoid. People try to say, oh, yeah, I know they're there. Well, you don't know they're there because you become them. That's why it's so important about Bernays. Now, before Bernays, you remember the Christmas of 1914, right? The soldiers heard each other singing about a baby, about Jesus Christ being born, right? And they didn't recognize the words because it was different languages. They impromptu had a peace, spontaneous mm-hmm. peace. And
yeah.
what did they do? The higher-ups not only threatened with court-martial, but they set up snipers to take them out, much like the Bundy Ranch, okay? Okay, you will do what we say. You will kill each other off. You will be nasty. Well, I think that's turning now. I think we're starting to wake up enough of us to see, you know, it's not just patriot. That means father. No, take self-responsibility. And so when you're in groups and on the holidays and things and you see things are just totally whacked, whatever's on, you know, being spoken about or on the social media or however you're seeing it, you know it's wrong, say, hold the Bernays, please. And then there's some articles by Bernie Suarez, which I don't agree with everything he does, but he has, at Waking Times, 3 steps for reversing the Bernaysian effect because that is what really, I mean, we had Zangwill and all the rest that trained the Bolsheviks in Central Park, right? After mm-hmm. this Christmas of 1415, we had them training, and Jacob Schiff with the gold from Rothschild sent over to get the Bolsheviks started doing all the horrible killing, and I couldn't help but wonder if it wasn't even ratcheted up even more for the vindictive vengeance against soldiers actually celebrating Christ's birth when, of course, that's what the whole battle is about, between ones that don't want us to follow Christ's example and the ones that do. And the ones that do are growing in number. I hear it all the time. You can hear it in people's voices and see it in their eyes. You know, they know it's gone too far and they want to bring it back, but they don't really know how far it's gone. These creatures actually do satanic ritual sacrifices.
Yep.
You know, we can make light of it all we want, but that's how they get their dark power over these many, many years. You know, we have to recognize that.
Kind of an essential part of it, as far as they're concerned anyway.
No, it doesn't matter. Sure, they're concerned, but it does work. You know, it's a spiritual battle. We battle against what? Flesh
and
blood? No. Principalities. Wickedness in high places. And you ever notice?
I would exercise caution, though, in what I call voodoo theology. I don't think that we, you know, I guess what I mean to kind of summarize all of that, you know, the apex of all of that is the devil himself. And I think that folks have given the devil too much credit over the years. I think that the power of suggestion is the devil's one weapon. I think
of
the Bible mentions that. And then we are conscripted essentially to evil.
But you have to recognize that it exists.
Right. But I think that in my view, the way I would see the devil is more along the lines of Javier Bardem's portrayal of the personification of evil essentially in No Country for
Old Men.
Hang
on a second. You just quoted Talmud's Dream Media to me. Don't do that, please. See, this is what has to be
heard. It's my broadcast. I'll quote whoever I want, Mark. Come on.
Okay, Chris. But here's what I'm saying. That's Bernaysian. You see, oh, well, this movie told me this, so then I'll go off of that. Well, that's subliminal.
Well, That's kind of my point. I think we can get maybe carried away. And, you know, maybe it's a Christian liberty for me and not for others, which I understand and appreciate. But it's just a concept to, you know, for someone to maybe a frame of reference mentally.
Well, Chris, you know, we're seeing it come to a fruition here, to an apex. And I do see more people waking up to what is good, and that's a good thing. We need to encourage that and show them to be self-responsible. None of this.
Yeah, I appreciate your optimism. I would like to be that hopeful too. Thanks for your call, Murr. Appreciate it. As always, folks, stick around. We'll be right back after the short break. Back to the phone.
Which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
For the past...
Back to the phones in the remaining moments because we're running out of time. Let's grab Tom in Utah. Tom, thanks for calling. Welcome.
Yeah, Chris, political platitudes is what we've got. Now it's time for some life-saving attitude. There's a federally created crime against the poor and against the children, the infants and the elderly. Right now is rolling forward and everybody is not seeing it. It's silent. It's invisible. So I'm asking everybody to listen, especially right now, while the cold is taking out people left and right. Go to gassingamerica.com, a.k.a. Infanticide USA. Find out that this criminal program put in place in 1976 right now is taking out infants and elderly. And yet nobody's talking about that federal crime. You know, we talk the talk and talk and talk and talk and talk, but we never walk the walk. In this case, walk to your neighbor, save his life.
Right on.
Anyway, that's the extent of mine, other than the fact that I'm just really saddened that we keep talking about doing things or talking about seeing things, but we never do anything.
Well,
and a lot of the federal crimes are right in our own backyard.
Yeah, well, they all are, for that matter. But, you made the citation, and so the listeners can direct their attention there.
Right now, your neighbors are being killed, and you don't even know it. They don't know it. This is so insidiously done.
Yep.
You know, it's just another evidence of the real criminal acts of these boys. They want to cull the population. It's not
Absolutely. Control,
it's cull.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
The way to do it is without a gun, without anything being fired, we can take you out. You'll never know it.
Yep, exactly. And this gets to my point yesterday. When I started yesterday's broadcast and I said, if nothing changes, if living is not changed, not different, if we keep eating, drinking, breathing, watching, doing the same crap, then nothing is different. I agree. This is just one of the little aspects of that reality. Absolutely.
See, it's so insidiously put together that nobody actually believes you, even the victims.
Well, you're preaching to the choir here, Tom.
2 weeks
for sure. Yeah.
In fact, one of the victims wouldn't even believe that he had a problem, even when his father had almost died with it. And his father was trying to convince him with me. 2 weeks ago, he's found dead in his bed because he would not listen, because he'd been told by the medical people and by everybody else, no, there's not a problem. What this gentleman, you know, this Tom Rogers has said to you is just hogwash. Hogwash.
Yeah, I appreciate you bringing that up. Thanks for the citation. Folks can go there. Thanks for your call, Tom. I appreciate it. That'll do it for today's broadcast. Man, time flies. And as usual, this broadcast seems to take on a life of its own. And so anyway, I hope it was informative. As always, it truly is an honor and a pleasure. Take care. God bless. And we'll catch you on the other side.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.